You're listening to an Anazal Ministries podcast.
All right, Captivate people. We got to finish talking about this dang battle because holy cow, we were running out of time. So which was the battle? The fight on Ida and Todoroki, man. We didn't even talk about Ida's resolve because it also proves to him that he is just like Bakugo, seen less than Midoriya. So how the heck is Midoriya getting to be sparring with Todoroki, and he released his flames for Todoroki released his flames on Midoriya, but not the other two. Do you think Midoriya showed him that much gusto? Because obviously at this point, I wouldn't say Midoriya is stronger than Bakugo or Ida.
No, but he's reckless, but he's determined. Hmm. He's a little reckless, but he's determined. Like, sir, why are you breaking all your fingers and then breaking your thumb again just to get a kid who don't want to use his powers? And mm-hmm. That's his prerogative. It's just to get him to use it just to prove a point.
Right.
Yeah, no, it's just, that's a little reckless. I'm sorry.
He was. Gosh, I forgot that he used a rebroken finger.
Mm-hmm.
Todoroki. Mm-hmm. God, yeah, that makes me cringe.
He bit a broken thumb just to... yeah. Yeah, no.
My original question was, what would have happened if Bakugo lost to Uraraka? Because I would have loved to see too. That. But, man, just thinking but about that I episode... Think... Go ahead.
Sorry. As I hit my microphone there, that's lovely. Keep that in, Joshua. And for this fight, to the questions, why would he do it for Deku but not for Bakugo? I think, have you ever met that person who's fought for you really hard when you're not being the best person to them, and they get you to realize, oh, I'm messed up right now. I need to be listening to them. That's what's happening here.
So it's like a one big therapy session for Todoroki, that fight.
Yeah. Like, he doesn't have that with Bakugo. If he does it there, he's going to win the fight.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing to his character that needs to grow in that moment, because he's learned from Deku. It's like, oh, okay, maybe I can do more than this. But he's still wrestling with that concept. It's not like, oh, I've just come through a breakthrough and everything's okay for the rest of my life.
Wait, hold on. Because Ice Boy, I'm sorry, I can't remember his name.
Todoroki,
I'm sorry. I keep saying it wrong. Anyway.
How good.
He comes from pedigree. He comes from hero pedigree. Okay? So he didn't have to apply to go to school.
Mm-hmm.
His daddy recommended him and he got in. He has nothing to prove. He has nothing but Bakugo. I'm sorry, I can't keep saying his name right. He has everything to prove, because not only did he find out. Did he find out about Midoriya yet? Did he find
Not
out?
Yet.
Okay.
He's got his suspicions.
Here's my point. You're going to give your all in a fight to someone, again, like I said before, who isn't worth it, but then you come and it's our time to fight. And you wanna heal in the process of us fighting? I don't care about your healing. This ain't got nothing to do with you and your mama, your daddy.
But Midoriya cares. I would agree with you, except this is the fact that it's Midoriya. So he would be a therapist.
Continue. Kino.
Go ahead.
Midoriya, yes, but no. Again, that's disrespectful, because that shows a different class system, a different mindset. I don't have to prove I'm the best, because I'm already the best. Now, I mean, that could be questionable, but even so, the assumption is that he is the best. He is the best. So I want you to fight me with everything.
Yeah. Well, let's also remember who we're dealing with here. These are 14, 15 year olds, the most emotionally stable people in the world. Oh, wait, no, the exact opposite. They're not always thinking straight. Now, if these were adults, I think you'd have a better point there.
Okay. Thank you for bringing me back, because I have teenagers right now. So, okay. I have teenagers.
And they're always emotionally stable. They love
you. They are very, you know what? And I'm going to say this to all the future parents out there that are online and taking pictures of their babies, that are cute babies. My question to you is, why aren't you taking pictures of your teenagers like that?
Because they don't pose for pictures.
No, it ain't even because of pose pictures, because your teenagers get on your nerves. You want to kill them. You want to kill them. There's nothing cute about them. There's nothing cute about them. They are just as bad as toddlers, okay? They actually are toddlers. They're just bigger toddlers. And it's proven by science. You don't believe me? I have the research. I can show you. Teenagers are just like toddlers. They're just the same. So thank you. Thank you, Christian, for bringing me back. Now I get it. I understand it. It's never going to make sense, because these are teenagers. So the stuff that they do in the show, yes, I forget. I literally forgot.
This, there you these go.
Teenagers that we're dealing with. Never mind. Never mind. Everything I said now is just a moot point, because I forgot these are teenagers.
Right, right. Well, if you enjoyed our ranting, thank you. Guys, thank you so much for loving us, to hear our extra ranting, and for being a Captivate with us on the channel. We hope you have the best day ever. Go watch the live action One Piece.
This was an Anna's Isle Ministries podcast. If you enjoyed this show and would like to learn more about our network, be sure to check out the Anna's Isle Ministries podcast network.